This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Today's date is Sunday, August the 29th, 2021, and you're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show. Yeah, it's very nice here in Lauren, you know, first thing coming on the air. You know, she's got a lot of energy, kind of gets you pumped up sometimes a little bit, what, blood boiling? Oh, okay. Hey, Sam, I loaded a clip in Skype, too. And if you can, cue that thing up and play it now. Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Deedle-dum-dum, deedle-dum-dum. There was a turtle by the name of Bert. And Bert the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He ducked and covered. Ducked and covered.
He did what we all must learn to do.
You
and you
and you
and you.
Duck and cover.
Be sure and remember what Bert the Turtle just did, friends, because every one of us must remember to do the same thing. That's what this film is all about. Duck and cover.
This is an official civil defense film produced in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration and in consultation with the Safety Commission of the National Education Association.
Produced by Archer Productions, Incorporated.
Aw, isn't that
Bert,
sweet?
Come on out and meet all these guys.
That's just so wonderful. For the children. We'll teach them that, you know, they can hide from explosions under the desk. Really? Propaganda. Doesn't it piss you off that you're being played? We're constantly being played by our government, the people that are in charge. Ah, it's infuriating. That clip comes up every single time I see a masker walking around. Alan, good morning.
Inshallah, Steve.
What does that mean? I think that means something. Hello?
I figured I'd throw the little Arabic that I know in here, seeing just how we're probably going to become United States of Stan now. I don't know.
Texas Stan.
There you go. Stan.
You're right. You know, okay. Well, Ian Omar and all of her boyfriend, husband, play toys. Man, that girl gets around, right? Oh, well.
And hey, Steve, you're opening there. Were you old enough? Because, see, I can remember doing the duck and cover drills, and I remember thinking, it's like, oh, if this all we got to do, why is everyone so afraid of these nuclear bomb things? All we got to do is just crawl under our desk and put our hands over the back of our head. You know, we can do that. That should be fun. You know, we also did the same thing for tornado drills. You know, I grew up here in Texas, or I went to school here, and, you know, I can remember, you know, the kids sitting next closest to the windows, their job was when the tornado alarm went off, they went over and they opened up all the windows so that it could equalize the pressure when the tornado center came over you and you wouldn't explode and everything. But then you did that and you got under your desk and guess what? You covered the back of your head and neck with your hands. So I guess a tornado is like a bomb. I kind of remember being confused about that when I was doing it in school.
Yeah, I have a memory of that, and it was from a long time ago. I think it was first grade when they were doing that to me. In the first year, it was they taught me the duck and cover thing, and I'm like, okay, duck and cover. And the next year they say, don't bother, you're going to die. Like, what? Oh, crap. You know, this is going to be crazy.
And hey, in that little cartoon, it was a turtle, right? That they get
that
was a
turtle
duck and cover. Yeah, okay. I remember that.
Yeah, and he hides under his shell and he won't come out after he does the duck and cover thing, right? You know, and he was afraid and pissing himself in the corner. Just like the maskers, right? You know, just like the maskers, you know, they're... And the reason I brought that up is because, you know, we've been talking about maskers, and I'm not going to talk about maskers the whole show, or COVID the whole show. We're gonna go all over the place. In fact, you know, folks, this is kind of like, man, believe it or not, this is the lull in the storm, right? You're at the end of August, and though a lot of things change starting September 1st, but we'll get into that. So feel free to call in at any time, right? You know, the number is 512-248-8252. But the masker thing, you know, I bounced into that. A couple of different things that I'd like to share with everybody on the air. One was one of our favorite, it's not really one of our favorite mask lovers, right, here in town. I really have a hard time hating them because they're like a hometown. They make things, right? They're a meat packer. They make sausages. Here you go. And they were pretty good sausages. And it was really nice because they had a lot of jobs. And it's Fredericksburg did something. And so I felt proud every time I'd see their name on a package. And I'm not going to mention the name just because I'm so damn pissed off at them for doing this. And
I think I mentioned them last week, Steve. Yeah, so
they can listen to that. I'm not going to do that. But I will tell you about them a little bit because they kicked Alan out of their, you know, out of their store. You know, he was just going in to get a sandwich, right? Now, these guys do more than make sandwiches. They have a little shop, make sandwiches and do this and that. And then the huge production facility, huge is the wrong word, but it's pretty big for Fredericksburg. And they told him, you have to get out because you don't have a mask. And I went, oh, crap, really? Another one of those mask-happy people? Right. And so I asked my buddy, I said, so what's up with Opus? And they're all, oh, yeah, well, oops, I said the name. He goes, oh, yeah, during early COVID, one of the owner's son-in-laws got sick and they decided to go all full, you know, must mask for the good of humanity, and blah, blah, blah. And they maintain the mask. So this is something that I'm really upset about because,
I called them up, Steve. I called them up and told them, you know, not just me, but I've been coming into your store for 40-plus years, you know, buying your products. And now all of a sudden you're telling me that I can't do it unless I choose how you're going to let me spend my money at your place. And I know I'm... Because, you know, I don't, folks, you know, Fredericksburg has changed a lot. Even this place has changed. They used to make the best dried sausage, which is what most of the old-timers went in, because most of them made their own fresh sausage, but no one ever made enough dried sausage. So, yeah, they always went and supplemented, you know, before deer season came up. And, you know, so I've been going in that store for 40-plus years of my life. And mm-hmm. I called them up, and I said, you know, I know it's probably not going to hurt your bottom line too much. I said, but I just want to let you know that I will never buy your products again.
Those people like this particular sausage house are probably ones that are most.
Well, now they sell jerky for $15 a pound or something like that.
Yeah, $15. I know. I don't know what to say about them except for the fact that they never dropped their mask mandate from the end of the first corona or the second corona, however you know, in 2020, they never dropped it. They never stopped it. They always kept the mask on. They held it up, right? And they said, look, we're going to have it no matter what. We think you should. And everybody said, okay. That emboldens the lunatics, right? The people that actually think that the masks are going to help them. Now, I'm sorry if I just want to call them lunatics, but here's the thing. I believe that they actually do, and I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, have some kind of mental issue that's been brought on by the propaganda.
Fear is an effective weapon, Steve. It's a very effective weapon. And that low-level fear, that is deadly long-term because it keeps your body under stress the whole time, and it's one of the things that's Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Well, they embolden, right, these people that are having this psychosis, right, that masks are going to save them and in a case means you're going to die, right? But cases, we didn't even care about cases. We've been reprogrammed to deal with cases. This thing, it's not deaths, right, or infections. And then the news is twisting the stories. Oh, my God, more Texas hospitals are filled and
people
are dying.
And the healthiest of you out there are the most dangerous. You are just asymptomatic super spreaders. You're the most dangerous, you healthy people.
And so they keep people out of their store. And that's kind of like one of these divide things. As a businessman, do you want this half of the people or this half of the people? No, you want all, right? You want to serve everybody. But they, you know, the mask thing, I think Lauren was touching on it as we were doing the little repeat in the middle of the night, right when we came on. The fact that you don't want to do that, right? Do you really want to lose half your business? Because, we have to appease this group. We have to appease. They're caught in the middle, too. But their decisions that they have to make now are very important because, I guess we owe it to them, Alan, like you said, you know, this is going to have repercussions on you long term, right? We're not all going to love you and say, God, you are such a great sausage company. You tried to help me, even though it was ineffective. You know,
Steve, I'm almost at the point, Steve, I'm almost thinking about waiting until, you know, going when I go by there and see that they're really busy. I will go in there wearing my gas mask, my Russian gas mask that I have.
I've see got if they several kick of them, you out.
But the one that I use, the one that I wrote "Live in fear" across the top and obey on one cheek and comply on the other cheek, and go in there with my gas mask on and order my sausage products and let everyone else in there go, "Oh my God, is it that bad?"
Yeah, that's that's the thing. You want to stir them up? Is that a good way of doing it? Hey, let's go to the phones. We've got a couple people on the line, and I did say the phones are open. Hey, Chance, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Steve-O and Alan. Hey, guys, did you ever think you'd see the day when you could walk in a bank or a local store wearing a mask, without getting arrested? Man, you know, I'm ready to throw up my hands and shout, "Calgon, take me away." This is getting so damn bizarre. Hey, Alan, you brought up something, too. I brought back a memory for me, so you must be about my age. I'm 60. I remember in grammar school when they used to ring that damn bell, siren bell, and we used to line up and go down to the basement floor of the school and put our heads between our legs. You know, isn't it amazing how we progressed as a society from telling little children to protect themselves by putting their head between their legs to telling adults to wear a damn diaper over their noggin? Amazing, man. What a play on people's stupidity. And, you know, I used to, like you, Alan, I used to love going into town. I chatted up with everybody, you know. But now I have to actually psych myself up to go into town because now I have a tendency. I have little patience for morons, you know. And it doesn't take much for somebody to make a stupid comment to set me off. And I don't like the change it's making in me, but that's how it is. Oh, by the way, gentlemen, whatever happened to the doctor from Houston? I can't recall his name at the moment. He used to be on the show with you guys.
Doc Krupa.
Yeah,
he does a radio show over on Blog Talk. I think he's at Spreaker right now. So it's Dr. Krupa's Natural News Hours.
I do my best when you see him. Well, now, guys.
Yes, sir. You know,
okay.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, he's a great dude. He's a great dude. A real nice guy. Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you.
Speaking of what Chance started with there, one of the first places that I can remember going into, you know, because I pretty much stay out of town anyway, but I had to take my mom over to the next town to get her eyes looked at. And while she was doing that, I drove over to a place called Gibson's. You know, it's And it's a great store. It's like one of those old stores. It's like a small Walmart, but, you know, it's very compact. And they've got anything you want. You know, you can get leg hold traps. You can get makeup. You can get, you know, whatever in there. It's a great little store. Been here forever. In fact, it preceded Walmart. And
Alan, can I cut you off for one second?
Yeah.
You know, those leg hold traps might come in handy for those mask guards.
Oh, I've still got a... Actually, a Conibear would be better for them. You don't get out of a Conibear. But I walked in there, and I always tend to be drawn back towards, you know, the gun section, the sporting goods and everything. So I walked back there, and the people behind the counter back there had handkerchiefs over their faces like bank robbers, like train robbers. And I walked back there, and I put my hands up, and I said, y'all going to take my gun? I don't have any, I can tell you that.
Alan, did you ever wonder if they're direct descendants of the Lone Ranger, maybe?
You never know, Chance. You never know who you might encounter with.
God bless you guys.
God bless. Hey, let's move on. Jeff in Massachusetts. I always love that word.
Thank you very much. Well, I have a 1-2 punch of liberal insanity for this program. The first punch of liberal insanity is from the mayor of Boston, Massachusetts, and you can find it on boston.gov, is that people have to wear a mask in Boston even though they got vaccinated. So the thought that went through my mind is that anybody that got vaccinated got ripped off in two ways. One, the vaccine doesn't even last forever. It only lasts about 8 to 9 months before you got to get a booster. And second, you got to wear a mask anyways. So the people got conned. They got ripped off. And the number two punch, there's a long line store in Boston called the Tannery. That poor guy's store got shut down. You can find it online on CBS Local, his Boston. And this poor guy's store got shut down. Why? Because of racial discrimination, verbal discrimination. So he has to pay $220,000 to what I call a diversity fund out of his own pocket after his store got shut down. You can look that up. Why am I saying that? Because in a left-wing Marxist city, you can't make any money in a Marxist city. You got to get out of the Marxist city and go to either a red state or a purple state. People who decide to stay in a blue state who can leave is absolutely moronic and stupid. You're feeding the dragon. I mean, it's just that simple. But I can't do it right now. But people who can do it, you're stupid because you're only feeding the dragon and you're feeding the monster. What do you guys think?
Oh, man, so much there. When you're talking about leaving a red state and going to a blue state...
Leaving a blue state, going to a red state.
I always forget those analogies. But, yeah, leaving a liberal place, going to a conservative, blue to red. What are you doing? You're in the blue, and you're making a whole bunch of money, and now I've got to throw away my entire life. And, you know, you could grab a chunk of hopium, just take it and say... Well, maybe tomorrow, right? And it continues on until we have a thing like 2020 March or April 2020, when all of a sudden everything was crazy, right? When everybody was being told, stay in your house, especially the blue states. That's going to happen again, right?
Oh,
and people, we're complacent right now. Everybody's complacent. Yet we've got all this crap coming down around us. Yes, you're absolutely right. You should get out, but a lot of people did get out, right? You know, they came here to Texas. They went to Florida. I don't know why they'd go to Florida. Just the environment there. Not that I have anything against Florida. I just don't like humidity and all that other stuff. But anyways, you know, get out and go somewhere. Go to Montana. Go to Oregon.
They all feel safe, you know, because they've gotten the vaccination and everything.
But plus
now that they've got the vaccination, they have the added benefit that they don't have to use magnets to stick notes to the refrigerator. They can stick them to their arms.
To themselves.
That is right.
It's a plus plus.
I got a third point. Then I'm going to get off the air. The reason why people stay in the blue states, it's a scam. people in the blue states get these union hack jobs. They get government hack jobs. These blue states are subsidized by the federal government. That's why you're able to make all your money in a blue state in some way, shape, or form. And then when they make a big pile of money, then they go to a red state and pollute that state with their liberal politics because things are cheaper. People, they know what they're doing. In New Hampshire, there's a whole bunch of union Democrats who make a pile of money and then move up there to save money and work down here. That's the scam. Mm-hmm. It's like the Soviet Union. You make your money with a government hack job. You play the game, and then you skip out of town when you amass enough money to retire in Florida. One of these places, people know what they're doing, and that's why things are the way that they are. It's actually the people, and people are allowed to do this crap, and people don't build up the infrastructure of the red and purple states. They use them like the Dhaka by the Black Sea, like the Soviet officials did back in the old Soviet Union. It's communism, my friend. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yeah. And speaking of what Jeff just said there, you know, there's an old saying I heard one time, you know, that someone was over, you know, in the former Soviet Union, and they asked, you know, what it was like, you know, what it was like, you know, working there. And they said, you know, the guy looked at him, he said, well, they pretended to pay us, and we pretended to work. And that's pretty much what our country turned into. So, yeah, communism, yeah, it's, you know, they're you know, the money, I mean, they're giving out trillions and trillions in these, you know, benefits and all this crap, you know, and no one ever thinks, it's like, well, man, you know, when you increase the money supply, what happens? Well, that's called inflation, because everyone, your landlord knows you have more money, the guy at the store knows you have more money, and the corporations know you have more money, so their prices keep going up, you pay more for your rent, you pay more for this, so that extra money that you're getting doesn't really do you a damn bit of good, does it? Because you're still in the hole, you know? But the mind games, it's so simple at its base, really, what they're doing to us. You know, the operational part of it becomes a little more complex, but the basic principle that they're using against this whole planet now is so simple, it's insulting to the average, even the average person's intelligence. It should just be insulting and just piss you off.
Absolutely. You know, that was the same saying I was thinking about when he said that. You know, we pretend to work and they pretend to pay us. But it's a devious scam. Hey, what is it? 512-248. Last four, I always have a problem with 8252 is the phone number. You know, when we were talking about masks too, right? What Jeff was bringing up the fact that, you know, they were all these poor bastards. Can I say bastards? I just did. They took this untested vaccine. Well, it wasn't a vaccine. It was a treatment that was supposedly would keep them from getting infected. Now they're saying that they're taking this injection to lessen their chances of dying from the infection. So they're playing the shell game with that, right? And they said, well, you take this thing and you're going to be able to take off the mask, right? That's great. And now they're saying put it back on because that guy didn't do it, right? And he's going to get you sick, so you got to protect him from you because it gets all so confusing. They play these mask games, and I could understand how people are screwed up, and maybe, you know, maybe we have been too nice, or I have, Alan. You know, I remember last weekend. Go ahead.
They've never heard the story of Percy Schmeiser, apparently, you know, about pollen blowing from a field that was using a genetically modified product, blows across into your fields that you're trying to keep organic as possible. And because of their pollen blow over into your field, they took his stuff because they said that's our proprietary genetically, you know, modified and patented product, and you can't have it in your field. So they took Percy Schmeiser's stuff. What do people think is going in? This is a genetic. This is a proprietary patented genetic product that is changing your DNA structure into. It has incorporated in it their genetically modified DNA structure with the mRNA. You know, when you put the mRNA in there, it creates a strand of DNA that is not normal anymore. It is genetically modified to their specifications with their product. And You cannot tell me that in today's corporate world, whatever you want to call it, that's part of this whole thing, that they will not be able to say that now basically they own you because you have incorporated into your body their genetically modified product.
And you also have documented proof forced upon you to do that, right? Track everybody that gets the Monsanto shot. Well, it's not the Monsanto shot. Monsanto doesn't kind of exist anymore.
When it comes time for all these boosters, will you have the ability to say no?
Will they? Yeah.
Without the ability to say no, folks, your yes means nothing.
Uh-huh. And there's a lot of turmoil that's going to happen. But the Cordita, I guess, is the new injection that they're producing, which is different than the Pfizer vaccine.
Or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, Cordita. We'll wonder what kind of a, you know, little monster they're going to have on the screen, you know, running around without a mask or with a mask, or how are they going to pitch that crap? You know, we'll see. That's yet to be
just
seen.
Just duck and cover.
Just duck and cover and get your shot. Yeah, that's good. But it's not good. And we were talking about the and I want to finish this subject. I don't want to carry on about it, but it needs to be talked about. Chance last week. Okay, Chance from West Virginia. He was talking about going into, and not on our show, it was on another show that I heard him talk about it, and I heard what he said. So you go into a store, and there's all these maskers in front of you, right? And so he's like, okay, I'm going to cough. Wow, they evacuate. They move out, and you walk up there, and you're in there. I'm going, okay, well, I see the tactic. I really do see the tactic. Does that work? What is that goal? You know, I think about things like that. Does it achieve what I want? Well, I don't want to scare all the maskers, right? And I'm like, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that actually is a good tactic, because so far being nice to the maskers doesn't work. I'm emboldening them, right? They're sitting there walking around threatening me with their mask, and it is a threat. When they walk around with a mask, it says, I love you, but you hate me because you don't have a mask, right? And so that's a threat. So I do something completely useless, and you don't reciprocate, right? Therefore, you are bad, and I am good. I'm going, man, that sucks. You're being evil, but I'm going to screw you. I know you have some kind of mental illness because you're wearing a mask, right? Even conformity is a mental illness. You know, I just wear it to, you know, not make waves, right?
Get along.
To get along, or, well, you know, it says I don't have a problem with it. It's not that big of a deal. Man,
my way, kind of, it's not quite as drastic as Chance's, you know, about coughing and saying, boy, this COVID's killing me. But me, you know, having my Russian gas mask, you know, with living fear written across
it. That's extreme. Or
my converted jock strap, you know, that I converted to where if I was forced to, if I actually had to, you know, I had this jock strap that I converted so I could wear it. You know, it came down over my nose and mouth, just, you know, fit pretty good, you know, and it kept me cool and comfortable. But
cool and comfortable, yeah.
It's along that same lines. It's, you know, poking fun at it, but, you know, not terrifying people. But I was going to do it just to show them the stupidity of the whole damn thing, but they wouldn't have gotten in anyway because they're masked.
Yeah, they might kick you out and say you're being a fear monger and you're making fun of
their
serious
nature. Well, women were wearing
bras
over their face and everything. I mean, why not a jock strap?
Well, you know, yeah, I have a collection of thrown out masks, right, on my phone. Right, they sit there, and I come out of a building, and then I see somebody has tossed their mask in the street, and I take a picture of it. I wonder, by the time we're done with this mask epidemic, right?
And
you know, how many
biological
photos.
Hazard? That's biological
it
hazard
is.
Too.
It's nasty. Oh, hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
So here we fight.
All right. We're back. Just kidding. I don't want to scare off the maskers. I don't have COVID. Been poking on a lot of people, right? They're like, oh, I don't feel so good. He's got COVID! Ah! Yeah, it's fun. You know, sorry, maybe you guys aren't having as much fun. I'm just tired of it.
Yeah, things, Steve, that it just kind of amazes you, just the non-thought process that people have. It's like, I'm just seeing here that a rocket attack hits an apartment building near the Kabul airport, you know? And this happens every time that we try to pull out of somewhere, just when the country's going to be rid of our military presence, and, you know, we're in there killing everyone to keep them safe and free and healthy, you know, just when we're getting ready to leave, all of a sudden the opposition starts blowing up everything around them that forces us to go back in and say, well, we can't leave you alone, apparently, because you're killing yourself, so we're going to stay here and kill you for yourself. none of it makes any sense at all if you actually even rub the two brain cells together that some people might have. You know, it's like, wait a minute, that doesn't comprehend, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
People have just become brainless.
Totally. You know, I understand. They're crazy. That stuff that's going on over there in Afghanistan, it's a good thing we're getting the hell out, right? You know, it's... It really could have been done better, right? That we had no place going in there. You know, sucks. I was listening to Govern America yesterday, and Darren played a clip, and it was the clip of a translator translating the Taliban spokesperson. When the hell did these guys get a spokesperson? Oh, sorry, they got embassies now and ambassadors, and this guy
he was trained at the School of the Americas, of course.
Oh, I'm sure.
Or Harvard or somewhere.
Harvard, you know, I'm sure, and he probably spoke perfect English, but, you know, doing the job of spokesperson for the Taliban, they probably say, oh, hell no, don't
Steve,
speak English.
Hey, Steve, kind of on a different note, I wanted to talk about this, because this is one of those weird little serendipities that happen in life. I was actually sitting here, laying here Friday night, watching a movie, and this movie name was called 7 Days in May. And it was an old movie, and I'm sure not played very wide anymore. It's kind of an obscure movie. 7 Days in May had big name actors in it. Had the guy with the hole in his chin. Not Charlton Heston, but but a bunch of those big, the old time actors from the 40s and 50s, and everything.
Chin holes.
And I was listening to Rents, and he had John Barber on. And John Barber started talking about this new show he's doing called something to do with films, and he said something about this movie. He started talking about this movie, 7 Days in May, an obscure movie about a government takeover, basically. It was kind of like the Rex 84 stuff, the continuity of government thing, is what this movie was about. And it was just one of those weird little, I'm watching this movie that most people haven't even ever heard of or ever seen. And I'm sitting here watching this, and John Barber comes on freaking Jeff Rentz and starts talking about 7 Days in May. A very weird serendipity. Just one of those weird little things that I noticed, and I wrote it down in my notebook.
All right. I got, actually, it's available over on YouTube in its entirety.
I'm sure you can probably find it. Yeah, I'm sure you can find it on the internet. But, I was going to say most normal people, but I guess I'm not most normal people anymore.
No, you're not.
All that crap.
You're not. Hey, before the break, Keith just joined us, so let's bring him on. Welcome, Keith.
Howdy, Keith.
Good morning, boys. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. How about you?
I'm dead tired. I was up on the mountain there working on my transmitters and stuff like that. It just wore me out totally. I forgot to bring up some more extra painkillers. Yeah, I had a question for you guys.
Okay.
Is it right that they go after the gun owner for some crime that was committed with a gun?
The owner of the gun, right?
No.
Keith, when I hear this stuff, Keith, I always think about, it's like, what do almost everyone in this country has the ability to do? Get behind the wheel of a several thousand pound piece of machinery that has a lot of power and can kill a whole bunch of people, and a whole lot more people die in automobile accidents from sheer stupidity, and some of it through malice, but most of it through just sheer stupidity, yet you have a license to do that, yet people still die. Most of the people that have firearms, there are 700 million of us in this country that have firearms, and if they were really as bad as they say, there shouldn't be any people left in the country, should there?
No, but you still didn't answer that. Should they be able to sue the gun owner for a crime?
Well, hell no.
No.
Well, let me ask you this.
How about a knife maker or someone who makes a club or a hatchet, it's just sheer stupidity, Keith. It's, we understand what's going on.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. In lieu of that last question, stop saying Pfizer and Moderna and say Israel.
Because Israel created the vaccines?
The Times of Israel says that who are the Jews behind the vaccines?
Interesting. I guess it's not Trump's fault. I guess it's not Pfizer and Moderna, because the Israelis actually created them? Is that where we're at?
Well, yeah, I see countless videos on, like, BitChute and stuff talking about the Chinese vaccines. They're not made in China. They're made over in Israel. So if you can sue a gun owner, I mean, if you can sue the gun maker, why can't you sue Israel? Or are we all a bunch of Rachel Corey standing before a bulldozer with Pfizer on the plate?
That's also that thing, that corporate protection, you know. If anything, if enough comes out, you know, the corporation gets sued and they pay a small pittance that's written into their business plan as you know, a possible loss. And if at the end of the year, you know, that possible loss doesn't occur, well, then that just gets the CEO and the board of directors, you know, more income and the investors. And yes, most of them at the top are owned by people from that little place over there in the Middle East that was taken from them in 1948 when it was created. So, yeah, the power structure everyone has to understand. But, you know, with all of those Israelis, there are a lot of minions, lackeys.
Well, you could also argue another angle, of course, that the Israelis own all the politicians in the United States of America, even if you want to do the overt own them through AIPAC and whatnot, because they're responsible for pushing and pimping this vaccine as well. You know, the fact is, they've disclosed the fact that you take, it's not a vaccine, take that treatment, and it could kill you and do all sorts of other stuff. And then they say a lie, right? Well, everybody lies about this, not me, not you, Keith, or Alan. Then they say it's safe and effective, and they echo this, right? So, how is may cause death safe and effective? I don't know. But I don't know, man. Suing people is not my thing. Go ahead.
Well, here's another one for you, okay? We're always too busy like that, listening to that. I don't listen to him, but the gatekeeper, Alex Jones. You know, some people don't like him, and he's awakened quite a few people. However, you know, it's like yellow journalism. It only goes so far. Now, when we look at what Alex Jones does, he always tries to incite people to rise up against their government, when in fact, they're the glove. Now, it's important, just as what you just said, is whose hand is in the glove, whose hand is controlling our financial networks, our media, Hollywood, all this stuff. And believe me, unlike Alex Jones says, it's not Arabs. Neither is it China.
Nope. They're all being played. They're all involved in the game in different ways. Like the Taliban nowadays, if you want to call them that, right? Whoever these people are that are playing the Taliban, you know, they're a puppet. They're trying to assume power. Right, and they might try, you know, but ultimately they're going to have the same problem that the French did, Alexander the Great did, the Russians. You know, the history of Afghanistan is you're not going to, well, maybe you can use that iron fist and a pistol to keep all those people close together. I don't know. I just don't think that the Afghani people are going to let the Taliban in. But hey, we'll find out. I guess.
And the power structure, you know, they might call themselves Jews. You know, it's a big club, and we're not in it stuff. If they weren't calling themselves Jews, it'd be something else. There would be something to fill that power vacuum. And you know, unfortunately, we all get too comfortable and we forget about, you know, where the woes and the death and the destruction comes from, because we get comfortable and we forget about it. And once again, I come back to Barry Goldwater's book, where he talks about the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and yada yada, and who the true power structure is, who gives the instructions to the politicians, the meat puppets that are put in front of us. You know, the CFR and its elitist group, you know, offshoots, they don't care if they deal with a communist, a socialist, an oligarchy, a monarchy, a theocracy. They don't care what they deal with. They use whatever is in place. And they pervert the top of the power structure, and they use whatever it is in place to continue their efforts. Whether you can call them the Jews, but there are a lot of them that aren't Jews that call themselves Christians that are involved in this also. But are they at the very top? Probably not, but they are very close to it a lot of times. You know, there's a lot of very powerful people that aren't, you know.
Well, let me ask you this, then.
So, yes,
what group?
I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, what group, though, benefited most from World War II?
Well, yeah. We all know that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so under that premise, or guise...
Well, the top of that, Keith, I will say the top of that, because, you know, there also has been the statements made that, you know, in public, that if we have to sacrifice a few of the lesser brethren to achieve our goals, so be it.
Yes.
You know, so even within their Jewish religion, there are the elite, and there are the useful idiots.
Right, okay, so with the alleged atrocities of World War II, the Nuremberg Code came out to protect, then was a certain group of people, and now it's to protect everyone, and yet the same people that were screaming back then are the very ones pumping out their alleged vaccines now.
Isn't that crazy?
They were screaming after World War One. You know, Henry Ford wrote about it, you know, and like I said, when I was reading that the first time, the International Jew, I had to keep looking back at that freaking copyright date because I'm like, what? It's like, this is exactly what they're saying now, and they're getting away with it again, you know? But folks, once you start reading and learning how many times this little charade has been played, you know, you start getting a better understanding of really how deep and how insidious this control mechanism is. It's really simple. Like I said, at its base, it's very simple. The operational arm of it gets a little more complex, but at its base, what they're doing to us is real simple to understand. And that's what's so frustrating, to try to get people to understand. It's really simple. Once you see it, and you can't unsee it.
Right. Well, here's another one for you, then I'll let you guys go, okay? The only ones benefiting, again, from all this is the very technology persons that are building, like in Washington State there, for the kids at school, the ankle bracelets. This technology is being used against Americans. This all tracks back, same thing, back to the same chosen ones, alleged, that are building this entire police state around a fictitious vaccine, which I called on Friday to let John know about that massive RICO lawsuit that was filed in Texas, naming from Dr. Martin there the crimes against humanity of these so-called inventors of these alleged vaccines, and the massive amount of violations through U.S. law as far as through patent laws, and also the falsification now of the deaths and injuries, as we saw the VAERS system starting to scrub hundreds of thousands of the victims from their website. But again, you know, are they going to start saying, and I've already heard them say this once in a note on Telegram, that to refuse a vaccine, you're being anti-Semitic. I said, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, they bring it in everywhere. But, hey, you know, I heard... Ralph Winterode played a video of a guy who had gone back, and he'd gone back and done all these patent searches and everything, and found out exactly when this stuff. So this novel corona.
Yeah, that's Dr. Martin.
Yeah,
Dr. Martin.
Novel corona crap is crap, folks. I mean, he pegs it down, and it's traceable and trackable. You know, there is nothing novel or new about it. This has been in the works for a long time. These people do nothing unless it's planned.
That's right.
All right, hey, guys, Keith, well, what are you going to be doing on the show today? Hey, Keith, before you go, tell us what's coming up.
All right, for Perception Management, I'll be talking a little bit about Afghanistan today, but some meat behind the story there. And, of course, like I've said before, the premise behind this whole thing is like the CIA meets over there, and then suddenly within a few hours we have the alleged ISIS attack over there.
Yeah.
This whole thing is, of course, this was to piss off Americans, as well as there was a another thing on Telegram from a Arabic-speaking, that's the only way I can say it, but it was translated, that when the U.S. was blowing up their so-called equipment over there, that it was they who blew up their own personnel. And this does not this does not surprise me to hear something like that, because those in the corporate world and all those politicians right now are screaming that they need to go back into Afghanistan, again, allegedly to wipe out the Taliban, or they're still using ISIS now. But remember, Khazar said there in 2017 that ISIS is the United States.
Well, you know, now they've got the special K ISIS, you know, and I guess they'll have the
rebrand
and everything else, you know.
Great.
Yep.
Kellogg's special K ISIS. Collect all.
All right, guys.
Tops. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You guys have a good show, okay?
Thanks, Keith. Keith Rogers, Perception Management. He's coming up in about an hour and 10 minutes. You got to hear the show. It's fascinating. Lots of work goes into that show. Do appreciate it. Hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. So here we fight all through the night.
All right. Welcome back. 512-248-8252. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, I can't believe that you used the term Special K ISIS. That's beautiful. I thought about that yesterday, Alan. You know, it's the K series. Oh, no, here they are. What is that for? Kabul? Oh, my God. You can make this stuff up, right? You know, I don't know. Going forward, Yeah, it's all stupid.
You know, Steve, after the top of the hour here, I would, if you wouldn't mind, I would like to do just, I won't read as much as I was going to, but a short reading from Al's Corner here, just from some, an incident in the past that was not too long after we, you know, not too far before.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that.
Years or so.
Okay.
Because it's the same, folks, again, and I'm going to read this once again just to show you how things change but remain the same. The technology's different, the times are different, but the same basic process, the same basic simple process is repeated over and over, and it's very effective. So at the top of the hour, I'll read a little bit out of a book I have here.
That's great, you know, because we got some stuff to go through. I've got a big old list of stuff to deal with, but that's an important part of the show, and I want to get to that. But we'll also be taking calls in between, because all my stuff, we can trash that. But, you know, wow. So I told you that. Go ahead, Alan.
No, I was saying I kind of like to emphasize the basic, simple mind control processes that are used. You know, I've had, you know, psychology and abnormal psych and all this crap, you know, and, you know, understood it to a point. But when you get out here, once you figure out what's going on, folks, and you see it, it becomes so apparent to you. You know, you see the manipulation. You see the methods and the methodologies that are used to do what's being done to us. And they're so effective. But it happens over and over again through history, and that's the maddening part about it.
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of people that listen to RBN or, you know, real alternate, and I don't know how to define real alternate media. You know, it's kind of crazy because we've got the real alternate media on the right. We got the real alternate media that are in outer space or in the crazy woo-woo things. And I don't necessarily disagree with them either. But we all see these plays as they're coming down, right? They get out of Afghanistan and, well, forget to get all their people, right? And they go, well, we had to get out, you know, but you should have at least told everybody that you were getting out and say, you know, but we couldn't get out unless we, you know, it's a crazy, you see it coming. Now, all of a sudden, we're working with the people we were bombing, and that's fine, too, right? We always do that, you know, we used to be friends with the Russians, kind of, you know, back in the early 2000s. We weren't all hating on them, not until the big old Trumpulator came in. We were actually pretty damn friendly with the Russians. But then we would villainize the Russians again, right? Here we go. They're evil. And, yeah, they're a twisted democracy. But so are we. You know, we just proved that we have a twisted quote, democracy, that we don't operate in a republic, right? That we have no clue what a republic is like. I was saying, Alan, lots of stuff is happening in the next few days, right? Australia was supposed to have this big trucker strike today, right? And, well, it's almost today, the end of today. They're not reporting on it, I guess. Maybe nothing happened. That's what happens. The U.S. government, right, the Biden regime says, get out of the airport because they're going to blow it up, right? Get out. You got to get out. Texas is becoming a constitutional carry state, but they define the Constitution. You know, it doesn't mean that anybody can have a gun, right? And anybody can do whatever. The right to bear arms is a constitutional thing. No, constitutional carry in Texas means a well-qualified person has the right to carry a firearm somewhat sometimes. And, yeah. Anyways, that was the music. So,
blood lipid levels in adults.
Oh, let's do blood lipid levels.
Garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T
DROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.